The decolonisation of the European empires was one factor explaining the creep of superpower influence into other areas of the globe. However, the debate about Britain's role in the global Cold War primarily concerns the degree of influence Britain was able to exert in America. When, in 1950, the North Korean communist leader Kim Il-sung invaded the American-backed South Korea in 1950, the United Nations Security Council, with the USSR absent, agreed to send forces to assist the South. Britain was the second largest contributor of troops after the Americans. The British participated mainly to signal their readiness to support the Americans in the struggle against communism. Britain's ambassador in Washington, Oliver Franks, suggested that there is something in the psychological makeup of the American nation which makes them like to have company when they're in trouble. Some historians argue that Britain's policy in Korea was successful as America came to assist British objectives in Malaya and Indochina. Others argue that Britain could not restrain the American interpretation of a monolithic, centrally directed communist threat. Consequently, Britain's collaboration helped to consolidate the cleavage between the communist and non-communist worlds. Further, the high cost of rearmament endangered Britain's own economic recovery. During the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962, John F. Kennedy, America's president, spoke frequently with Prime Minister Harold Macmillan and with Britain's ambassador in Washington, Sir David Ormsby Gore. Macmillan proposed a trade. Missiles in Britain could be immobilised in return for the withdrawal of Soviet missiles in Cuba, and he also suggested holding an international conference. The Americans adopted neither of these plans. Perhaps more importantly, Macmillan also practiced restraint. He neither called the War Cabinet, nor embarked on emergency procedures, nor initiated steps to place Britain's nuclear missiles in the highest state of alert. Correctly, he believed that such steps could be interpreted as readiness for war in the Soviet Union, and thus could inflame the tension. Nevertheless, as Macmillan acknowledged, if America did decide to launch a nuclear strike, Britain might be informed, but would not be consulted. In Vietnam, the former French colony of Indochina, the Americans became embroiled in a war they could not win against communist forces. Although the British provided logistical support, and although the cabinet had sympathy with the basic objective to resist communism in the peninsula, in this instance, Labour Prime Minister Harold Wilson opposed sending ground troops. Faced with severe economic difficulties at home, Wilson persistently refused. His rebuttal and withdrawal from British bases east of Suez damaged Anglo-American relations, but also meant that Britain avoided involvement in this most controversial and extremely brutal campaign. Increasingly, from the late 1960s, Britain's primary role was thought to be not global, but European.